Hello, hello, hello.
And a big hello, hello to 93.3 WMMR in Philadelphia, Dracky Bam Bam, with a very special guest on my bat lines, my old neighbor when I used to roam the streets of Greenwich Village, calling in from New York City, who hasn't released an album since 1999 with his band D-Generation. So we have a lot to talk about and a lot of catching up to do. We welcome to the program my old friend Jesse Mallon. We're very, very excited about D-Generation's brand new album, Nothing Is Anywhere, which will be released July the 29th. How are you, Jess?
Hello, how's it going?
How you been, man?
We've been all right. Yeah, we've been busy. We've been gearing up for this tour with these dates, rehearsing up the new songs. Got the five guys in town in New York all week just getting ready, and then we're ready to come out the night before the album comes out to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I guess we have bragging rights. You're playing Philadelphia before you play your hometown in New York City the day before the album's coming out. You have a show lined up with Johnny Brenda's Thursday night, July 28th, which I guess you're going to be debuting brand new songs. We'll hear them first from the brand new album, Nothing Is Anywhere. And this is your fourth album, Jess? This is the follow-up from 99's Through the Darkness?
Yeah, it's our fourth record for sure, yeah. But it has been a long time since the last one.
Yeah, the last album you gave us was 1999. So this is kind of like our record release party. You're doing one up in New York City the day after the weekend, and then it'll be finally out. Then you take this baby out on tour?
Yeah, we go out west to a West Coast run, up and down Cali, Portland, Seattle. But, the Johnny Brenda's spot in Philly has always been fun. I always have a good time there. Even when I'm acting in a Rocky film, I'm doing it.
Now, we've seen you many times in our great city of Philadelphia. Not too many times, of course, with D-Generation. It's been a while, but your solo band, you've played quite a few venues that don't even exist anymore. At the North Star Bar.
Yep, I've been up at North Star, sure. No more. What's that World Cafe Live down at Trocadero? A bunch of spots there. Another place, Electric Factory.
Yeah, you've played many venues here. So the album, you're working hard in Danny's basement. This was put together. Your guitarist, Danny Sage. So you recorded in his basement, and it was even produced by him.
Yeah, Danny, our guitar player, produced the record.
Uh-huh.
And we did it, really raw, trying to capture more like live in our own rehearsal studio. We did the record, so it's more of a less produced, kind of just edgy record.
I love the sound on it, Jess, and of course I'm familiar with your solo stuff. It just seems like you are D-Generation, but I hear a lot of like what you do on your solo stuff with the punk and the edge of the band D-Generation. I think it's a great mix. Apocalypse Kid number 3, I hear your influence, Jim Carroll. I hear some Beatles in Dance Hall Days, and I love the singles. A lot of rain on this, Jess. Why is that? Any reasoning? I mean, back-to-back with 13 tracks on the album, tracks 6 and 7, Mercy of the Rain, your single, and Hatful of Rain.
We're just sad people. We like that beautiful, sad, kind of melancholy feeling. There's something good about the rain.
And Mercy of the Rain is the first single, am I correct?
Yeah, well, that's the first proper thing. We've had a couple videos from Militant and Apocalypse Kids is getting some airplay around the country. But yeah, Mercy of the Rain, that's like the proper single, and they started playing that one on a bunch of stations too.
And speaking of stations, you're very busy. You have so much on your plate, Jess. Of course, your solo material, back with D-Generation. We're so excited about this. And you're even a DJ on satellite radio, Underground Garage, which I hear you each and every morning. You do a great, great show. Very musical. Your knowledge is intense. I love it.
Well, we enjoy it. That's where we come from, right? You gotta love music. At first, at core, I'm a fan before I'm anything. That's where I started, being a fan of Kiss and Elton John and the Ramones, that stuff.
I hear all the influences on the brand new D-Generation record. Rich Kid, I even called up my friend Jonathan Daniel, our old neighbor from the Electric Angels and Candy. I hear like a lot of Candy in that song on the album.
Oh, that's so funny. Jonathan's a great guy, great manager now.
The head of Crush Management, yeah.
Weezer and Butch Walker and all that stuff. But yeah, he's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's doing great for himself.
I've never heard too much Candy, and I know the whole story about it, but Rich Kid sounds like that. I gotta check them out. That's
almost
cool.
Like Kids from the City on the Candy debut album, which you had Gilby Clark, who went on to Kill for Thrills, and then, of course, Guns N' Roses, which you toured with, by the way. And what was it like touring with Guns N' Roses with D-Generation years back?
It was a couple of years ago. It was wacky, We did Midwest, did some arenas and stuff, and my buddy Tommy Simpson was in the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it was kind of wild, some of those places out west. They didn't know, they thought they were going to see Slash and stuff, and they didn't even know it was a different lineup, those people. were pretty deep into America. But it was cool. It was a good time watching that show from, you know, behind there. And every time Axel walked down the hallway, we had to duck into our rooms and hide like little school kids. Everybody, Axel's walking down the hall. Everybody in your room, close the door.
Like you said, Jesse, you're a musical lover first, just like I am. What was it like touring with Kiss? And not only touring with them, you were good friends with them, the Ramones.
Yeah, well, the Ramones is our first tour, and we learned so much. I mean, they were so good to us. We never played outside of nightclubs and to play theaters and, you know, bigger outdoor places and stuff. They really showed us how to do it, not like, you know, totally be fooled. And they were great. That was an honor, and it was great to watch them every night.
Yeah, that's an extra added bonus, watching the Ramones every night. And how about playing with Kiss?
Kiss was wild because that was the reunion tour in the 90s, and they first put the makeup back on, and Ace and Peter were there, and it was like when we were little kids, like 1977 on stage. And we played Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
I got arrested for drinking a beer in front of the Garden, so it was kind of bittersweet, but we got to play with Kiss at the Garden where I first saw them, so that was pretty neat. They were pretty cool to us, for the most part.
Kiss and you guys, New York City Garden, that's home. Wow. What was it like, Jess, running your own club up there and the Green Door parties and all? Any memories with the Ramones and course CBs and all that?
Yeah, you know, I took some of my publishing money and I just wanted to have a clubhouse. And I didn't know what I was doing. You know, some kind of Frank Sinatra fantasy. And I just hired all my friends and went on tour, and everybody gave the place away. But we had great shows there. Ramones and Iggy and Beastie Boys, No Doubt.
Oh, yeah, the list can go on and on. Billy Joe Armstrong, what, Green Day, Stinson from the Mats, Bash and Pop.
Corn and all kinds of crazy stuff. But it was nice to have that place while we did about 5 years. But, you know, it was a lesson for me.
Yeah.
And, but a lot of people came and hung out there at the Green Door parties, you know, Cheap Trick guys and Ramones. And, you know, it was always a good place to hear good music. I know you were there.
Yeah, I can't thank you enough. You had my band, the Dogtown Balladeers, play there. You had Harlan, who left our band and got a deal with Hot Water. They played there. He ran Webster Hall. Just a great scene that you kept going, Jess. I miss that place. Just like I miss St. Mark's Pizza.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we used to, you know, try to create a world that, you know, wasn't existing in the mainstream music, because everything was the war on sex, the war on drugs. That time period was just a scary, you know, just not a very sexy time. Tried to bring back, you know, what we thought the world should be.
Jesse, you always have so much on your platter. When you're not recording, we could say, with D-Generation or your solo stuff, will we find you up in New York City at your bar in Niagara? You still own that?
Yeah, the pizza, that place. Yeah, that's been around since the late 90s, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Bowery Electric is another spot. Me and a few people opened up on the Bowery right up the road from CD's.
That's so great that you still keep it alive. So how did this come about, getting the guys back together and, you know, putting a pause button on your solo stuff and getting D-Generation back?
Well, it's the same five people, and we're still healthy and alive, and, you know, we're kind of a, you know, friend, family, and we were offered to do all these festivals each year, and we started doing those and played a bunch of shows in 2012, and then, you know, we're like, you know, it's time, you know, we need new material if we're going to do this. Not that we want to, like, slaughter our crowd with just all new stuff, because it's important to play the songs that really, you know, were the birth of the band, but we wanted to make a new record, and if the band was a reaction to everything that happened, you know, at the time we came out, really being disgusted with the world and music, now things are even more f***ed up, so.
Boy, ain't that the truth. You work with many special guests on your solo material. Was there any special guest on this brand new D-Gen album?
No, this is just us, you know, just we're the guests. We're back and alive. Yeah, just the five of us.
So we won't see or hear Ryan Adams or, of course, the Boss?
No. No no Ace Frehley or Britney Spears or anything.
Hey, speaking of the Boss, what was that like, Jess? Having Bruce Springsteen co-write a song with you?
He's a really kind, humble, you know, generous guy. It was surreal to write a little song in my apartment about my mom and then be doing a duet with that guy in his home studio, you know, and then shooting a video and getting to do the song live. It was very touching and it meant a lot, you know. very humbling.
And to have Bruce Springsteen on your team and the champion you, that means a lot. That's got to be like one of these, am I dreaming? We're talking to Jesse Mallon of Degeneration on 93.3 WMMR in our great city of Philadelphia. You'll see Jesse and the band that's back together, his band Degeneration. They're coming to Johnny Brenda's Thursday night, July the 28th, and tickets are available at johnnybrendas.com. You got two openers. One of the bands called the Biters. Very cool band.
Are great. Yeah, we played with them a bunch before. Great power pop, you know, band. Great rock and roll.
Just on this show, Jess, are they going to open in New York too for you?
Yeah, open in New York on the 30th at Irving Plaza. Yeah, that's our big release party show. But Philly will be great. It's always been a good Degeneration town.
So the album doesn't come out to the day after Philadelphia. Will we be able to purchase the album, like in your merch booth with some t-shirts and that, the night of the show here in Philly?
All that stuff, yeah. Vinyl, CDs.
Okay.
Cassettes. No, a lot of vinyl.
Very, very cool, Jess. And being so busy, Jess, do you still see the old gang, Raphael? From Cycle Sluts from Hell, and Kimmy Montenegro, my clothing designer, designs clothes for you as well.
I love her jackets. I love her clothes. I love her spirit. Yeah. Is she married now? She's a married lady, huh?
Been married to, Johnny Thunder's old good friend.
Yeah. Stevie
Clausen, yes.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, good people. No, I run into everybody, and everybody comes through New York, so eventually you see everybody.
And it's so great that you're coming here to Philadelphia, and maybe Kim and the whole gang will be out, and hopefully they will be out. We'll see Degeneration Thursday night. The show's coming up, and tickets are available, like I said, at johnnybrendas.com. Jesse Mallon, before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to say to your fans of Degeneration here in Philadelphia?
No, just that we're really excited to be coming out and playing, and, you know, it's going to be a great show. I'd get there early for the Biters, and yeah, check out the record. It, you know, comes out the next day. It'll be in shops and online. All the usual bananas.
Jesse Mallon, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to pretend to be my friend on 93.3 WMMR.
Oh, thank you, man. Thanks, Jack.